and it's an interesting prospect. If you disagree with me, let me know. World Football Daily is the place to join us. Show at worldfootballdaily.com is where you can email us, tell us your thoughts and views. At WFootballDaily on Twitter, 310-909-8483. Down the rant line, of course, on the Facebook page as well. But we need to get our first guest of the day on the show. It's Wednesday's edition of World Football Daily. We haven't delved in to a little bit of Serie A. A very big evening on Monday night in terms of Serie A football. Juventus beating Lazio 2-0. They've got their hands surely on the Scudetto. We're going to be talking with Richard Whittle joining me on the line right now. Richard, how are you doing today, mate?
Very good. Yeah, looking forward to this evening.
I think
it's going to be a cracking match.
I think everybody's looking forward to this evening. It's got a thriller written all over it. We've been waiting so long for this semi-final. Does this mean we have to take what happened in the first leg completely out of the equation because so much has changed since then?
Definitely, you've got to. When was it? It was some time away back in the last century we had that match. A lot of people have forgotten what's happened since then. And of course, if you look at the two teams, Inter especially, have changed so much. They've been decimated by injuries. There's no Cassano, no Milito, no Palacio, no Gargano, no Nagatomo, to name but a few. And really, Coach Stramaccioni this evening it did well to get 11 fit players for the match, and his bench is just packed with youth team players. As for Roma, well, when they played the first leg, there was, of course, Zdenek Zeman was in charge. He's no longer there. And Aurelio Arazzoli is now their coach, and he's changed things completely, turned their season around. They're more pragmatic now, maybe not as entertaining as they were before, but certainly they're a lot more defensive-minded. They don't give away as many goals. So certainly they take the 2-1 advantage into the return leg, and they'll be looking to defend that and look for the away goal. So the onus is really on Inter tonight to go on the attack, a bit like the Spurs match in the Europa League where they really had to go for it.
You mentioned the injury crisis at Inter, and it's causing problems for Stramaccioni, but is he the best manager to be in this situation right now because he knows so many of the youth team in Inter Milan, being the former youth coach?
Well, I think when you've got to this stage, at this stage of the season, the team now have fallen so badly away in the league, that this one-off match is the sort of match more for your experienced player who can really just go for it, as we saw in the Spurs game. If they can get the early goal, get the crowd behind them, then it's possible that they can go through. And, of course, that's going to save inter-season. It may not save Stramaccioni at the end of the season, but I think that he was forced just to bring in these youth team players. Obviously, he wouldn't want to play them. He knows them. But really, in this sort of situation, you want your experienced players, such as Zanetti, Cambiasso, and also you want your flair players as well, because Roma, although they have tightened up at the back, are still a team that do league goals. So you've got Alvarez, of course, and then you've got Tommaso Rocchi, who used to play for Lazio, so he'll be out to get one over Roma this evening.
What connotations does this have on the Serie A race for Europa League spots as well? Because Lazio in the final already of the Coppa Italia, Roma and Inter chasing down Lazio for that Europa League spot behind Fiorentina in Serie A. How does this affect what could happen for the rest of the season tonight?
Well, exactly. This is to save the season for both sides. If you think about getting to the final, if you win the final, it's guaranteed European football. So with the way things are going in the Europa League, although Roma are now putting together a good run and Inter going in the opposite direction, Lazio are starting to struggle a little bit. So for all three teams, the Coppa Italia final is a way into Europe. It'll be a one-off game, of course, down in Rome at the end of May. So for tonight, for Roma and Inter, it is the match of the season, definitely. Also, once we get to the final for Lazio, could also be the case. And as you said, there are those three teams chasing that Europa League spot. Of course, Fiorentina a little bit further ahead of them. So certainly, as I said, tonight it is make or break for both teams.
There's been a lot of talk, Richard, today about Mattia Destro and the fact that he's going to start tonight against Inter. Destro, we were expecting big things from this season. Is this a chance for him to do something important for Roma and kind of salvage his reputation slightly after a disappointing year?
Well, it's a player who arrived at Roma, and as I've said before many times, it's a difficult place for young players to come and really perform. Well, especially Italian players. We've seen Eric Lamela, he's done it, but he's come from Argentina. But for an Italian with a big reputation and a young player to come to Roma, and a Roma side where he was coming up at the start of the season with Lamela, Totti and Osvaldo, three strikers. So he had to battle for his place, he had to wait for his place. When he did finally make the breakthrough, what happens? He gets injured. Then he's out for almost 6 weeks with a knee injury, and certainly tonight is a great opportunity for him. He scored against Fiorentina in the last round, and he is a player, a very exciting player. He's coming back from injury, so we have to give him a little bit of time. And also, we've got to remember that he came through the Inter youth ranks as well. So he's another player coming. He's coming back, facing his old club, if you like. And again, something to prove, but also to prove on the big stage as well. And certainly tonight is a very important night for him.
Richard, what about this Roma midfield and the revival that it's had? It was very porous at the beginning of the season, was letting a number of attacking teams just walk through it, putting pressure on that back four and on the Roma defence. It seems to have solidified slightly. What's been the catalyst to that, do you think?
Well, certainly under Zeman, as you saw from the kickoff, Roma had the kickoff. They left two central defenders back. Everybody else was lined up on the halfway line. And under Zeman, the midfielders were meant to play their football from the inside the opposition half, which left the two central defenders very isolated. And as we saw through the Zeman's reign, Daniele De Rossi just couldn't play that type of system. He's a defensive midfielder, but he was being asked to play further up the pitch. And really, the midfield were stretched with four at the back, but it wasn't really four, it was two at the back, and the two fullbacks were more like wingers. Then you had the three midfielders who were meant to push forward to support the three attackers. So at times you had five players in, plus the three attackers, eight roamers in the other half. So once in Italy, the country of counter-attacking football, the defence was left very exposed. Under the new regime, that's all to make it five at the back. De Rossi back in the side playing his natural position, which is a defensive midfielder. Also, I've got to say that Michael Bradley has come on leaps and bounds lately, and he's really thriving in that, just working very hard in that midfield area alongside De Rossi. And of late, he's worked in tandem very well with Pjanic, who's come back from injury, and is such a bright prospect as a playmaker that almost Bradley has taken over the De Rossi role and has done it to great effect in a manner that suggests that I'm not saying that Roma could do without Daniele De Rossi, but certainly they've got a first-rate substitute to step in there.
Pjanic, you mentioned there, he has been a wonderful player to watch in a Roma shirt this season. Possibly missing tonight's game, though, through injury. How much of a loss is he for this Roma side?
Well, he is a major loss, I feel, especially in a big pitch like the San Siro, and where he can get forward and support Totti, Lamela. You know, the touch players of Roma are of the highest quality, and Pjanic is up there. And when they start playing the quick one-touch football around the opposition penalty area, they are a joy to watch. But you feel tonight that Andrea Zoli, the Roma coach, will start a very defensively-minded approach, in maybe for the first hour or so, just to keep things at nil-nil. And we could see Pjanic, I think he'll start on the bench more than likely, coming on later on if they have to chase the game, or if they go where the game is 1-1, for example, and they look for that another away goal So very interesting to see the tactics used tonight. But hopefully we will see Pjanic on the pitch because, as you say, he's a wonderful talent.
Richard, you're obviously the expert on all things Serie A. You're covering the game tonight as well. Can you give us a score prediction for the second leg of this Coppa Italia semi-final?
Well, personally, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and I'm going to go for 3-2 Roma.
3-2 Roma. Well, I'm sure all Roma fans will be taking that. I just want to jump back quickly to Monday night, the game between Lazio and Juventus. And what we saw, I thought, on Monday was just a Juventus side in full swing, dominating after the first 10 minutes or so. Lazio, though, in those first 10 minutes, really put a little bit of pressure on Juve. Why weren't they able to just keep that up throughout the game?
Well, you know, Lazio played a lot of football this season, haven't they? They've been in Europe. They were coming off the Fenerbahce defeat, which was a big body blow for them. They really had their sights set on reaching the semi-finals of the Europa League. So that was a major blow for them. And they've got a small squad of players. If the first 11 are all fit and firing on all cylinders, then they're up there in the top four. Plus, they're doing well in Europe. But if you have injury suspensions, then they start to struggle coming off the bench. We saw it against Juventus. Klose wasn't 100% fit. Hernandez didn't look 100% fit. He's played a lot of football. Ledesma, again, is playing through injuries as well. Then look at the, as I said, coming off the bench, you had Sana coming into the centre of defence, who had a very poor game, missing Biash, missing Biava. So if they don't have their first 11, Lazio are going to struggle. There's no doubt about that. They know that. They need to improve the depth in their squad for next season.
A number of people were saying that if Juventus had played like they did on Monday against Bayern Munich, they would have had a far better chance of going through past Bayern Munich and into those Champions League semi-finals. What do you think people meant by that? What was the key difference from the performance we saw on Monday compared to how we saw them against Bayern in the Champions League?
Well, it's a completely different different team they were playing against. They were playing against Bayern Munich. I think everybody respects that Bayern Munich are head and shoulders above Lazio, and that's no disrespect to Lazio, of course. Plus, Juve were feeling the weight of that Champions League. It's different in the league. When you're back at home in the domestic front, you can be dominant. Juventus have been dominant for the last two seasons. They've lost to lost to Milan, they've lost to Inter. Apart from that, they lost to Roma as well, of course. But apart from that, they've dominated. And also, I think that Juventus wanted to show that at home, they're still a dominant force. And it was a little bit of pride as well. So you could see that they went out there. It was even maybe for the first 15 minutes or so. But then after that, Juventus dominated completely. They were full of running. And as I said, Lazio really struggled more with the reserve team players struggling. So to say that if Juventus had played against Bayern Munich is pretty wide of the mark, I feel, because Bayern Munich wouldn't allow Juventus to play like that.
Yeah, it's a completely different opposition, obviously, and Lazio far below the calibre that we're seeing at Bayern Munich at the moment. Pleasing, though, for Juventus to see Pirlo obviously shrugging off those two games against Bayern and getting back into the swing of things in that midfield. And the development of Pogba as well since joining Juventus must be very reassuring to see a youngster coming through like this and playing really well in Serie A this season.
Well, exactly. But, you know, the questions here in Italy are being asked, well, why Manchester United didn't do everything they could to keep him. I know that maybe there's a situation with agents and what have you, but he has been an absolute find here in Serie A, a young player, what, 18, also now France international, to really come to the fore in a tough league like Serie A and stand up to experienced players who've been playing in Serie A for the last decade or so has been very impressive. And I think for Juventus, he's going to be a star of the future. Going back to Pirlo, they do need to find a replacement for Pirlo. Mm. Now, he's played so much football. It's like an old car now. In a sense, he needs a tune-up and he needs a rest. But they can maybe start now to rest him towards the end of the season once the league is out of the way, maybe in the next couple of games if results go their way. But certainly, Andrea Pirlo needs a long summer holiday, and I don't think anyone would begrudge him that, because against Bayern Munich, he really struggled because the young, very vibrant Bayern Munich midfield put a lot of pressure on him.
It's
the game's a lot slower in Serie A, so we can get away with that in Serie A. But in Europe, where it's played at a higher tempo, it's more difficult. So I think maybe next season they've got to try to find, not a, you can't find a replacement for Pirlo, of course, but to bring a player through that allows Pirlo to have more rest and more time to play in the big game.
Who would you have that? It's a difficult thing to do, to find somebody to come in and try and take over that role in some way, shape or form.
It is. If you look, even thinking off the top of your head, who could you name in Italy that could come in and play in the Pirlo role? There's Verratti at PSG, but the word is that PSG want to keep him there. They're of course making strides as well in Europe. Mm. Next year they'll be in the Champions League again, of course, and they want to keep him, but he would be the natural replacement. Although, having said that, looking in Italy, there's a player like, is it Cigarini, who plays at Atalanta, and he's a player who now has been around for quite a number of years, but still relatively young. And when he was a youngster, he was tipped as future Pirlo. Didn't work out that way. Went to Napoli, it didn't work out at all. Played for a time in Spain. But now he's back there at Atalanta, who can play very good football. And I think he is the sort of player that you could bring into Juventus, and he could be the backup to Pirlo, also working, training with Pirlo. You'd learn from Pirlo as well. And also that would be good for the national team, because the national team, after the next World Cup, are going to have to look for a new generation of players, and a player like, as I said, Cigarini could be the answer.
Well, let's hope that the Italian national team can find and develop these young players and keep them in Italy as well, rather than letting the big clubs of the rest of Europe start scouting them out whilst they're young. Richard, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today, mate. We always enjoy getting you on to talk a little bit of Serie A, and we look forward to getting you back as soon as possible. And we hope you enjoy the game tonight as well. Should be a cracker.
Yeah, I think it will. I hope everybody enjoys it as well. And speak to you soon.
Cheers, Richard. Thank you so much for your time today. Richard Whittle there joining us here on World Football Daily to talk all things Serie A football. English commentator for the Serie A, of course, giving us those live feeds and those fantastic commentaries on what has been a really thrilling league, the Italian league, this season. I cannot wait to get this game underway tonight. I'm really looking forward to it into Roma. I'm delighted once again.